The Bush administration has announced the creation of a terrorist screening center. The goal of the operation is to consolidate a number of terrorist watch lists that exist across the government. Government officials are also hoping that the center will avoid some of the embarrassing foul-ups that have occurred through previous watch lists. Joining us now is NPR's Larry Abramson. And Larry, the FBI is going to be in charge of putting this master watch list together. What other agencies would be involved?
Well, Robert, there's the Department of Homeland Security, which is home to the Transportation Security Administration and its famous no-fly list. The DHS also takes care of a number of immigration watch lists. There's the Department of State, which is home to the tip-off database of over 100,000 foreign terrorists. And the FBI will, of course, be supplying information about domestic terrorists. These agencies are being given no new collection authority about people. They're simply going to be working together to try to come up with one big master list that will hopefully be reliable.
Now, after the 9/11 attacks, many people discovered that they'd been listed on some watch list, sometimes for no good reason, and they had a very hard time getting off. How does the screening center plan to deal with that problem?
That's right. In the confusion after 9/11, a lot of officials decided to err on the side of caution, and they put out all kinds of watch lists. Some of them were distributed to private industry, to hotels and to employers, and people found that once they were on these lists, they had no way to correct them. They couldn't travel. They couldn't get a hotel room. They didn't necessarily know that the reason they didn't get a job was because they were on this list. The FBI says there will be a procedure for getting off the list, but they haven't worked out what that procedure is yet, and they're hoping to get this list up by December 1st. They may well find, Robert, that coming up with a procedure for getting off the list and deciding who stays out and how long they stay on is going to be a lot more complicated than they thought it was, and it may take longer.
But is the idea then on one list, on all lists, and off one list, off all lists?
Well, there are no more lists. There's supposed to be a list, and it is supposed to have, however, differing instructions. For example, it will tell the person at the airport that you can't fly, but it won't necessarily tell that person that you need to be arrested. There are differing instructions for people who are suspects as opposed to Osama bin Laden, who we would want to nab right away.
So airport screeners, local police. Who else gets to see this list?
Well, private industry may well get a peek. If you are applying for a job at a nuclear power plant, they may well get to see that you're on one of these lists. And that's going to raise a lot of civil liberties concerns as to whether or not you've been denied employment, denied something that's covered by anti-discrimination laws on the basis of one of these watch lists.
And have they taken such civil liberties complaints into account?
Well, they appear to be thinking about that, and it's definitely on their mind. However, I think given the civil liberties group's attitudes towards the FBI and towards these watch lists, you can expect a lot of criticism no matter how they handle this.
NPR's Larry Abramson, thank you very much.
Thank you, Robert.